Ruby red poinsettias, fanciful evergreens, lights and sparkle, detailed model villages and towns full of Cincinnati scenes, botanical architectural wonders, trains chugging everywhere overhead and at your feet. It's Cincinnati Choo Choo open at Crone Conservatory yesterday, running through January 2nd of 2018. Good evening and happy holidays. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is director of Crone Conservatory, Andrea Shepman. Welcome to WVXU.
Thank you so much.
Have you caught your breath from the opening yet?
Just about. It's my favorite time of year. And of course, I'm in the most beautiful place in the city.
The holidays at Crone Conservatory are really uniquely local. And I love that about it. So connected to our city, and it's an annual tradition for thousands of people. How daunting, Andrea, is it to plan and execute something new every year?
Well, every year as we do something that we say when we look at it, oh my gosh, that's the best ever. The following year, we really need to. We're overachievers there. So we try to keep doing better and better. And I think we do. It's amazing. This year in particular, as you come into the show, you'll see that the placement of these little buildings all in where the trains are running through, I think it really is probably the most perfect setting. You try to make sure that each building has its own vantage point and stands out. But this year, it's really quite special.
Do you actually start planning almost as soon as you put things away for the next year?
We do. We do. We're talking now. Actually, we have to be a year out. I also manage our greenhouses, Warder Nursery, where we grow all the plant material that comes down for the shows. And so, of course, the production time for all of that and getting it in requires us to be at least a year out.
How long have you been with Crone?
I've been with the Cincinnati Parks for 34 years.
Oh.
At Crone most of that time.
And tell us what is new this year.
Of course, you mentioned we have a lot of tradition in Cincinnati, so people want to come and they want to see the same. But for us, the poinsettias every year just seem to get better and better. And then this year, the Applied Imagination team, who bring the trains and they make all these little buildings, every year they add in a few little new structures. Sometimes it's because we have a sponsor who might purchase that building and actually ask us to have it built. We have the Procter & Gamble Towers, we have the Western Southern Building, and we have a number of other park architectural buildings too. And so this year, they kind of surprised me. They said, we're going to try to make some carousel characters. And so they did. They brought us three. One is a praying mantis, just like one that's on the carousel. Another one is the cheetah. And then the third one is a baby hippo. And of course, I had to ask Thane, is it okay if we call her Fiona or say it's a tribute to Fiona? But everybody who walks in, that's the first thing they say.
Of course it is. Who creates the little buildings and the little structures that you have in the exhibit?
This all started many years ago, the connection with a man named Paul Bussey. Paul Bussey, of course, a local legend here in the train group, as well as he's a landscape architect. And his company is called Applied Imagination. They're just across the river, and we're very fortunate that they're in our backyard. And yet, they are now so famous that they're doing these buildings and these train installations all across the country. So we pretty much, what the Crone team does is we will empty the room of everything. Let the Applied Imagination team come in. They build the trestles. They put in all of their things and the buildings. And then we go back in and our team, our horticultural team, will install all the holiday flowers and trees and shrubs all around that.
My guest is Andrea Shipman, director of Crone Conservatory. We're talking about Cincinnati Choo Choo, this year's exhibit, Christmas exhibit at the conservatory. Do you have to shut the conservatory down while you build the Christmas?
Five times a year, we're changing our showroom area to install a new show. And it really is so much from scratch that we literally cannot keep the room open. And so we don't shut the conservatory down, but we do close off that space. So we've had a couple of weeks now where I know folks are kind of looking in from the door, they're peeking in and they know something's going on. That kind of increases the excitement because you can see just a little bit of what's going on in there.
And so the exhibit will be up through the first part of the year, but then there are some special activities on certain days. Talk about the handmade holiday memory books and the DIY activities you have.
Yes, we're trying from beginning to end because so much of our crowd is a local crowd and we want to encourage people to come back again and again or to stretch out the crowd so that not everybody's coming in one week. So we have these little events that happen throughout and it makes the trip to Crone. It makes it just a little more special. So on five of the Saturdays, and you can look this up on our website, there are five Saturdays that we call Family DIY. And that Family DIY, we will have a special craft that day where for the price of admission, you can sit down while you're visiting, whether it's adults or children, you can sit down and make a little takeaway craft, something that you're going to remember Crone by for many years to come. In addition to that, we have a few special events that are adults only, and one of them is that memory book. I brought one along with me today. It's a little higher level work, and we know that children can't quite accomplish this, but I have somebody who is a great crafter artist, and she is going to lead people through making these little memory books. This is a miniature sized one, and everybody will get to make one that's in a larger size and one a smaller size. There is a special fee for this, and a sign up on Cincy Ticket. Along with that, too, we have a special night the week before Christmas holiday. We'll be open until 7:30 every evening. And during that time, we have special crafts, we have live music, and it really, Crone by candlelight, is just the best time to come.
That's everything inside the conservatory. Outside, you will be doing the nativity scene again?
Yes. Nativity scene, it is sponsored by Western Southern, of course, and every year they bring this wonderful installation and put it in. It will open on December 9th. On that first day, they have a dedication ceremony, which is quite wonderful. And then throughout, they're open every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
And the nativity scene is free to anyone who
it
wants
is.
To walk up and see it?
Is because of the sponsorship, it is completely free, and it is open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Now, there is somebody on site to make sure of security of that all the time.
Live animals this year?
Yes, of course, as always.
Is there a fee to get into the conservatory to see the choo-choo exhibit?
There is a small fee, and you can get the information about what the current costs are on our website.
Is there one main Christmas tree in this exhibit?
Well, there is a giant poinsettia tree that takes about 200 poinsettias to put it together.
Wow.
So that's in the showroom. But then the week after Thanksgiving, we bring in a cut tree and put it in the lobby. And a lot of people, when they think of Crone and the historical part of that, we've had a cut evergreen in the front ever since the place has opened in 1933. But we have a group of very special volunteers. We call them our Crone crafters. They're our little elves who work 12 months out of the year making ornaments for that tree. And they make them out of all kinds of natural, of course, botanical materials as well.
About how many visitors do you think will come through this year?
Well, probably during this time frame, about 25,000 people.
And information on parking and refreshments, exact schedule of music and craft activities, all on your website. You can link to that through our website, wvxu.org. After the holidays, what's next for Crone?
Well, the spring show, after we take out the holiday show, we install this wonderful spring show, which has all those things that we need for our soul in midwinter. Of course, the daffodils, the tulips. And this year, if you imagine, it's like a Candyland exhibit. So we'll have lots of color. And so that will be our early spring show. And then we are already full swing ahead, ready for butterflies. And this year coming up, it's Butterflies of Madagascar.
It's all about family traditions. Cincinnati Choo Choo now open at Crone Conservatory in Eden Park through the first part of January. My guest has been Andrea Shepman, director of Crone Conservatory. Andrea, thank you for stopping by during your busy season.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate your support.
More information and a link to the conservatory's website can be found on our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.